Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
Good morning, H-Town. Time to go to work.
Saints trying for one more snap, 1 second to go, and they're not going to get it off. Game over. Texans win the preseason premiere over New Orleans. 17-13 the final. Houston comes back for the preseason win.
All right, that was the final call on Saturday night. Texans 1-0 in the preseason in the Lovie Smith era. A lot to dig into in that game. A lot to dig into from over the weekend as we welcome you in on a Reaction Monday, a preseason Reaction Monday, here on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne, cackling at 6 a.m. in the morning. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
I just had a flashback as, you know, various people kind of always tongue-in-cheek say, well, Lovie Smith's 1-0 as a head coach, because obviously these records don't mean anything. If I remember correctly, the first victory we ever had in the preseason in 2002 was versus the Saints. And somebody gave Dom Capers the game ball in the locker room, and Tom kind of looked at it like his kids had given him a World's Best Dad t-shirt that was atrocious. Like, kind of like, all right, hey, thanks, guys. I don't know who gave it to him. I think it wasn't one of the players, but it was, you know, Dom by that point had already been in the league like 40-some
and
years.
And played in really important, played in, or I should say coached in like super important games.
Yeah, not to mention, you know, USFL as well.
And, yeah.
So it is, but it's fun. It's I always said that as a player. I think you should never downplay winning. Like, it feels good. Like, enjoy victories, celebrate them, even if they're meaningless, because ultimately they're all meaningless. So, it's sports, man. Enjoy the victory. You got to see some good things happen in the fourth quarter. And obviously, like any preseason game, some positives, some negatives. Overall, I'm pleased with the overall level of athleticism of this team compared to last year. I think there were some things that they didn't quite leap off the, you know, off the field at me, but that overall I felt better about, just in terms of, okay, this looks like a competitive NFL. This has the inklings of a competitive NFL team.
Yeah, I think in a preseason game, Seth, the way I look at it, there are things that happen, good and bad, that mean something for individuals, and there are things that happen, good and bad, that mean something for the regular season. Like, for example, Jalen Camp, the two catches he had, the one big catch to set up the game-winning touchdown, the catch he had earlier, the actual touchdown, the one-handed catch, probably means more to Jalen Camp than it does to the 2022 Houston Texans. As far as things that mean something to this team in 2022, like things that we saw on Saturday that may matter come week one against the Indianapolis Colts, Dameon Pierce is at the top of the list for me.
Yeah.
Dameon Pierce and the five carries that he had, five carries, none of which were a stuff in the backfield or stopped at 3 yards, which we were very used to seeing the number 31 happen to the number 31 over the last couple of years. He had five runs. He got it started off with that 20-yard run where he pretty much showed off the whole bag of tricks. And then beyond that, the next four runs were all vision and the ability to hit a hole hard and running guys over at the end of plays. It's five carries. It's 49 yards. It's early, but Dameon Pierce looks as advertised right now.
I think that's a great way to put it. I think just the manner in which he got the yardage is one that not necessarily, I would say maybe any of the running backs from the last few years, or at least from the last couple of years, would have gotten. Because there were a couple times on some of those Dameon Pierce runs where he did not have ideal blocking, but he hit the hole so freaking hard that it didn't matter. And it's when a lot of backups were playing against backups, but the prevailing thing that we saw last year a lot of the times was, okay, yeah, their blocking was an issue at times, but it was compounded by indecision in the backfield by the running backs. I don't think you're going to have to worry about that from Dameon Pierce. And that kind of has a snowball effect, too, on the guys up front. If they feel like the guy getting the ball is coming like a bat out of hell, there is a certain level of urgency and the timing changes a little bit. And that's what the Texans really, really need more of. I mean, when I watch the Saints offensive line versus the Texans defensive line, there was an element of physicality and I think an element of crispness on the offensive line of the Saints that you don't quite see in the run game of the Texans right now. So that's where we need to get. And look, Titus Howard did not play long at all. The interior offensive line had backups in there, but Kenyon Green is still not an NFL player. I'm nervous about the interior offensive line for the Texans and the promise of a guy that still never played in the NFL coming back and who hasn't looked all that great when he's been out there. He hasn't actually looked in shape when he's been out there. That's my nervousness right now with this team is the interior offensive line.
Yeah, so offensively, there's that. What about defensively? Look, they got a pass rush. Okoronkwo had a couple of sacks. He lived in the backfield, it felt like, for a period of time in the game. Derek Rivers had a couple plays in that game. Even my man Heinisch got a sack where he was able to, in the open field, kind of break loose and sack Ian Book. I don't know that the names I just said are going to be guys that figure prominently into the pass rush, but you mentioned it just in general, the athleticism. And throughout training camp, this has looked more like the eye test, more like a defensive line that's a Lovie Smith defensive line.
I think athletically, people could probably tell. Well, something we've been talking about the last couple weeks ago, I think people watching, if they haven't been out to camp, could tell, oh, okay, these guys have a different overall speed on the defensive line than there was before. I'm still concerned about the run game. I think, and a lot of that comes down to the linebackers, hopefully just through a combination of it being a lot of backups out there and also just being the first preseason game. They were a beat late on recognition. And there were times where linebackers were unblocked but not making the play at the line of scrimmage. But they also did make some plays in the backfield. So Okoronkwo, I think my favorite thing about him in that game was that he really, really, really made Trevor Penning look out of sorts.
I knew it.
The left tackle, the first rounder, that apparently is still getting credit for things that don't matter.
He had Seth, all I know is he had the highest Pro Football Focus grade of any rookie this weekend. That's all I know.
I know. I saw that. And honestly, on his good plays, he does look really good. You can see why Trevor Penning from the Saints is a first-rounder. And if you're wondering why we're talking about this offensive tackle from the Saints, it's because he annoyed the hell out of me in the offseason. He has this reputation of being a super tough guy. And most of the evidence for his toughness comes like well after the play is over.
Right.
So Pro Football Focus gives him this 90 grade. And it's the highest of any rookie offensive player. I'm watching the game, and Sean, I counted at least 10 objectively bad plays. He let up several tackles for a loss. He let up a sack. He had a holding penalty. He had at least a couple hits from Okoronkwo on the quarterback. There were other ones that easily would have been sacks if the ball hadn't come out so quickly. So he had at least 10 objectively bad plays. Unless he played 100 plays in a game that doesn't have 100 plays on offense, I don't know exactly how that happened.
I think
whoever was grading the plays for Pro Football Focus fell victim to that spell of, oh, wow, the play was 30 yards away from them, but because he's still driving the defensive player, I'm going to call that a pancake block, and he gets extra credit.
Or he's a cousin of Trevor Penning. Like, Trevor Penning has a cousin who works for Pro Football Focus. His score was like a 90. That's like Trent Williams level.
That's what I'm saying. It's mathematically, that was the whole reasoning for the 10 out of 100. It doesn't make any sense.
It's crazy. All right, so a lot to get to still, and we'll dig back into this game. I guess we hit a few of the positives. The negatives, do you worry about 11 penalties for 99 yards, even though a lot of those penalties were committed by guys who might not be on this team this year?
Yes. Look, I know the Texans are draped in glory right now with their first preseason victory. I know it's one of the greatest things to ever happen, but do not ignore in victory what you would address in defeat. Hey. Sir Jeff Van Gundy, RIP.
Hey.
I think that was sloppy. Like, Mike McCarthy's getting roundly crushed for having
17
so many penalties
in
Dallas. Yeah. Don't be Mike McCarthy.
No.
We can't look like a Mike McCarthy.
That's
person.
A good way to look at it.
My favorite thing of this weekend was all these people in Dallas acting surprised that a Mike McCarthy team was behaving like a Mike McCarthy team.
Yeah, oh, like a big
wait
shock.
Wait a second. This guy that never should have been hired in the first place and that we've never been happy with is continuing to do things that we're not happy with.
What the hell's going on?
A guy that checked out on life probably like 6 weeks after that last Super Bowl victory, which is way in the rearview mirror now. Yeah, that team's behaving just like we'd expect.
Yep. 713-572-4610. That's the number to get in. People weighing in. People love Damian Pierce, man. People love Damian Pierce.
Oh, yeah,
Pierce.
We need to talk more about Damian Pierce.
We will.
They don't need to hear me. They don't need to hear me grousing about the third string left tackle.
That's all right. If you want to take a run at Trevor Penning, I'm all good for it. I'm here for it this morning. 713-572-4610. We will circle back to Damian Pierce, but we had significant stuff going on with the Astros this weekend. The return of Lance McCullers looked good. They shut out the A's 8-0 on Saturday. Lance, 6 shutout innings. How did he feel? What's he looking to do? What did his teammates think? That is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.